WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Saxophonist Tab Smith played with a few swing bands in the 1930s before recording a few sessions with Billie Holiday. Count Basie hired him in the 1940s, but by the 50s, he settled in St. Louis, where he recorded a lot of jazz singles. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a new Tab Smith compilation.
One pleasure of drinking in the 1950s was sitting within earshot of a jukebox stuffed with jazz tunes, often recorded with an ear for that market. The singles Tab Smith cut for United in the mid-50s were as gin mill ready as a bowl of peanuts, musical snacks of 2 or 3 minutes each. They were short, so patrons would have to keep dropping dimes in the slot, and satisfying, so folks would keep reaching for the change. Tab Smith on alto sax for Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust. That warm and slithery tone, perfect for ballads like Someone to Watch Over Me, made Smith a terrific slow blues player, too. At faster tempos, he showed what incisive rhythm he had. His phrases kicked the music ahead as much as drums do. Tab Smith with a mystery band from 1956. That's on Crazy Walk, the fourth and last compilation of his United recordings from Delmark, including some previously unissued stuff. Like Earl Bostic, Smith had been making saloony sax records for years, but now he updated his sound, often trading in piano for console organ. Back then, organ groups were the hip new thing in jazz, born in taverns like the one listeners may have been sitting in. Cheers to Sam Malone on organ. Oddly enough, Tab Smith's jukebox miniatures give you the impression he could play the blues till closing time, if only because he cut so many of them without fancy arrangements for relief. Tab Smith strips away the trappings to get at the music's emotional core, but it all goes down easy as a 25-cent draft.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Downbeat and The Absolute Sound. He reviewed Crazy Walk by saxophonist Tab Smith on the Delmark label.